Hey, you ready? Good morning. It's December 31st, 2008. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapons, solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war. Flexibility.
War on the workers.
Every working stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water.
War on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air.
War on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO.
War on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time. We started calling the shots.
Okay, Ann Feeney starts us off again on the Brain Labor Report. That's War on the Workers, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Sprain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And it's the last day of the year, 2008. They call it New Year's Eve. And by gosh, you got time. You could make resolutions. You could resolve to become a citizen activist. You could resolve to become involved and make our democracy work. In fact, it's probably the only thing that will bring back democracy to this country is if we get citizens who get involved. Unfortunately, too many people, well, let me first say, some don't even vote. Like, I don't know, you know, like half or something. People don't even vote. Of those who do, how many of them get involved in civics, in becoming part of their community, in being a community organizer, in showing up and voicing their voices, in participating? I mean, it's got to be done a little more often than every 4 years when there's a presidential election. Fact is a matter of fact, there's a lot of people really concerned with Obama because he received all this corporate money. I don't know if you knew about that, but he did. And so he's obliged now. He's been bought and paid for. That's what they do, the corporations do with politicians. He's now obliged to perform for his handlers, the people who gave him all that money. So that's an interesting concept. If we are silent, if we sit on our couches and wait for the next election in four more years, well, the corporations will rule Obama, and they'll continue ruling the United States and this planet. So, okay, there's a New Year's resolution for you. How about get off the couch and get involved and bring back democracy to this country? Okay, you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. We come to you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We're a half-hour show, 7 o'clock on the Pacific West Coast. That's Pacific time. It's 10 o'clock back east. People have already had their third cup of coffee by now. We bring you issues of the day for ordinary working people. That's right, the struggles of people, hardworking people who are losing their homes to bankruptcy. We cover the issues of people losing their health care, of people losing their health, sometimes losing their lives. We cover the issues of people losing their jobs, of layoffs, of a system that gives money to CEOs, like boosts their extraordinary pays, while it lays off a workforce. That's the system we got in this country, and those are the issues, that some of the issues we talk about on the Brain Labor Report. Okay, as we look at 2009, we can kind of look back at 2008. We don't have a guest today, but we're going to play some songs, and we may take a little gander back at this last 365 days of 2008 and some of the struggles that people have been involved with. Okay, good song to play right now. No. We got to do the Workers' Independent News. We bring that to you every morning on the Brain Labor Report. That's 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. Folks, KCMX Hate Radio doesn't even touch this stuff. Only on KSKQ can you hear the Workers' Independent News. So for the very last day of 2008, here is the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A business group called Save Our Secret Ballot is launching state constitutional amendment efforts in at least 5 states to require secret ballot elections in union organizing drives. It's an attempt to thwart the efforts of workers and their unions to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. That labor law reform gives workers the power to choose a union either with an election or through a majority of workers signing government-certified union cards. The AFL-CIO's Fred Ascarati.
The difference is today it's up to the boss, the employer, to decide the way the workers form their union, right? We're saying under the Employee Free Choice Act that choice really should be the workers themselves to decide how they want to form their organization to collectively bargain themselves a better life.
Business wants to keep its right to force elections in union organizing campaigns because they can pressure and intimidate workers with strong anti-union campaigns when those elections are used. President-elect Barack Obama and a majority in Congress support the Employee Free Choice Act labor law reform. As Karate says, that the AFL-CIO is optimistic that this reform can be passed in the first year of the Obama administration. A second union has filed suit against the governor of Washington over plans to cap pay raises in the biennial budget. Jesse Russell reports.
A second lawsuit against Washington State Governor Christine Gregoire has been filed over a decision to use a loophole in the state's collective bargaining law to cancel contracted pay raises for state workers. The Service Employees International Union has filed a suit on behalf of home care workers in the state. The original suit was filed by the Washington Federation of State Employees last week. SEIU is asking the state Supreme Court to withdraw the budget proposal as it violates an agreement to a pay raise in the union contract. The governor is out of town and could not respond personally, but the governor's office said in a statement that while the workers deserve the pay raise, due to the global financial market crisis, the state's income has been reduced by $1.9 billion, leaving few options. In a statement, SEIU said it sympathizes with the difficult position the governor is in, but breaking the law and undermining the collective bargaining statute isn't the right way to get there. Here is today's economic report. Jobs with Justice has named the 2008 Grinch of the Year, or maybe we should say Grinches of the Year. Number one is typically a corporation or a single CEO or politician, but this year it is all of the executives on Wall Street who helped bring on the collapse of our national economy with their unfettered greed and lack of regulation. Also receiving nods in the nomination process were Secretary of Labor Elaine Cho, United Airlines, and lobbyist Richard Berman.
Workers' Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report, the very last show of 2008. That's right. This is it's only Wednesday. Jason and I are going to be off Thursday and Friday. That's right. Our contract allows us off a couple of days once in a while, and we want that big pay raise. We have got to follow the contract, which means we won't be here on Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, that makes it a four-day weekend. Folks, we'll be back here next year, and that'll be next Monday. This is our last show of the year for 2008, and going to play a few tunes, and I can't think of a better place to start than a song by our friend Julius Margolin. It's called A Union Man. In fact, there's a video of the very same name about Julius and 92-year-old Julius. By the way, looking back at this year, we celebrated the birthday of Julius with him. He was our guest, I think it was the day before his birthday this year. And with that in mind, with that introduction, let's hear his song, A Union Man. It's with his buddy, George Mann, but Julius is the main vocals on this. Here we go.
When I die, throw my ashes to the wind. When I die, throw my ashes to the wind. When I die, throw my ashes to the wind. I've lived my life the best way I can. I've always been a hard working man. I've always been a hard-working man. I've always been a hard-working man. I've lived my life the best way I can. I've always been a damn good union man. I've always been a damn good union man. I've always been a damn good union man. I've lived my life the best way I can. I've been a seaman, a longshoreman, and in construction too, on assembly lines and factories, and did some farming too. Fought company scabs, union busting laws, walked many a picket line. For musicians, electricians, and workers in the mines. So when I die, throw my ashes to the wind. When I die, throw my ashes to the wind. When I die, throw my ashes to the wind. I've lived my life the best way I can. Proud to live my life the best way I can.
All right, George and Julius. In fact, Julius Margolin, lead vocals on that song, A Union Man. And a reminder, there is a video of Julius, a story of his life called A Union Man. So we're having fun this morning on the Brain Labor Report, the very last show of the year for 2008. And we're playing some tunes off the CD, Just a Few Bad Apples. And I'm looking at, there's a song of that very same name, Just a Few Bad Apples. And George and Julius both sing on this. I think George Mann is the lead in harmony vocals. Julius is the harmony vocals. And so Just a Few Bad Apples, let's cue it up. That's cut number 14 off the CD of the very same name, Just a Few Bad Apples. Here we go.
Everybody's looking forward, looking nervously, of looking back ain't good for nothing. Too much misery. Every CEO exposed and still walking scot-free proves the system's working, though it's not working for you and me. You hear Bush saying corporate crooks are few and far between, while distancing himself from buddies thought to be unclean. They say there's no conspiracy, there's really nothing wrong, and every new bankruptcy proves what we knew all along. It's just a few bad apples, and I certainly agree, with names like Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, Harvey, Pitt, and Dick Cheney. But the one you gotta watch out for is a green one named Georgie. So let's shake those few bad apples off the tree. Can anyone remember when this misery began? 'Twas a fraudulent election of an empty suited man, who made it very clear he had no new ideas in mind. But fear and war have always worked to keep us all in line. Now it's Osama, Korea, hello again Saddam. Round and round the world we go and we keep on dropping bombs. It's just a few bad apples, and I certainly agree, with names like Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, Kissinger, and Dick Cheney. But the one you gotta watch out for is the green one named Georgie. So let's shake those few bad apples off the tree. Let's shake those few bad apples off the tree. Now working people everywhere are really getting screwed, and unions ain't compatible with George's new worldview. He wants to take our pensions and our union rights away. A spy on every corner if Poindexter gets his way. Or we'll resolve by 20 years in welcoming Big Brother. But when we're all under suspicion, we can watch each other. It's just a few bad apples, and I certainly agree, with names like Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, good old Trent and Dick Cheney. But the one who's rotten to the core is the green one named Georgie. So let's shake those rotten apples off the tree. Let's shake those rotten apples off the tree. So let's shake those rotten apples off the tree. Let's shake those rotten apples off the tree.
All right, just a few bad apples. George Mann and Julius Margolin off the CD of the very same name. By the way, we're shaking that tree really, really hard here at the Brain Labor Report. Those rotten apples are falling, and we're proud to tell you that they're almost off the tree. We're really looking forward to 2009. We're looking forward to Ann Feeney coming to Ashland, Oregon for an inauguration party on January 20th. She will be the main entertainment for the inauguration party that'll be at the Siskiyou Pub in downtown Ashland. That's on Water Street. Show starts at 7 o'clock. You hear it here first on the Brain Labor Report. Plan 2009 with an inauguration party in Ann Feeney. Speaking of Ann Feeney, we got a song for you. Union Maid is one of her CDs, and cut number 8 is called Union Maid. Let's play it right now. Ann Feeney, here we go.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the kings and the company pinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when meeting it was called, and when those company goons came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by the company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She always got her way when she struck for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. When this song was first sung, our fight had just begun, and union maids in the needle trade organized till the job was done in ladies' auxiliaries of giant factories. Side by side they won new pride in CIO victory. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. Now union maids are found in coal mines underground, climbing to new heights on construction sites, and they'll never keep us down. In offices and schools, we'll redefine those rules, working every day toward comparable pay. And with union men we say, oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. So you gals who want to be free won't take this tip from me. Break out of that mold we've all been sold. You've got a fighting history. That fight for women's rights with workers must unite. Just roll those bones like Mother Jones to the front of every fight. And you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die.
One more time.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Boy, that's a recognizable labor song, and Feeney sings it. And Union Maid's the name of it. She's going to be here in Ashland, Oregon for an inauguration party on January 20th. And that should be pretty exciting. It'll be 7 o'clock at the Siskiyou Pub in downtown Ashland. It's time to celebrate. We're calling it an inauguration party with Ann Feeney here in Ashland. So put that on your new calendar, okay? Union Maid, that was the song she just sang. Very recognizable song. Woody Guthrie wrote the words of that song, and speaking of Woody, he wrote a lot of songs. He wrote a song called This Land Is Your Land. A lot of people say that ought to be our national anthem. And so, well, with that thought, let's hear Woody Guthrie. Okay, here we go.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Okay, Mr. Woody Guthrie could have been our national anthem, maybe still could be. This land is your land, this land is my land. I'm not going to sing it, but he sure does a fine job with it. Woody Guthrie, in fact, we're going to play another tune with Woody Guthrie here as we're winding down the Brain Labor Report. You're listening to the last show of the year. That's right, it is Christmas, it's not Christmas, it is New Year's Eve, the last day of the year, and tomorrow is 2009. As a matter of fact, midnight tonight will be 2009. Got some hopes for 2009, got some things we're going to work on. We're going to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. One way or another, we're going to make it easier to join unions in this country. Most workers would if they could, and we've got a system that's broken that allows the bosses to illegally keep unions out. And I say illegally, there's no fines for what they do. They just do it. And by God, we're going to change the laws. The Employee Free Choice Act will make it better, in spite of what Brad Hicks says. Okay, here we go with, let's stick with Woody Guthrie, Hobo's Lullaby. That's one that can lull you to sleep. You can hear them wheels. Okay, here we go, Hobo's Lullaby.
Sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Think about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, safe from all this wind and snow. I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby.
Okay, Mr. Woody Guthrie, rounding out the year, the end of 2008 for the Brain Labor Report. For Wes Brain here speaking and Jason Houck, our engineer, it's been a good year. We're looking forward to a next one. We're looking forward to a year where there's justice for workers. all across this land. With that, we'll be out of here. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a good one, everybody. See you in 2009. Bye-bye now.